Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Monday, June 14th. This is a day of grace, a marvelous day to handle top priority matters in your life and for important appointments and meetings. Lovely Venus enters fiery Leo early this morning, and she lines up in a very friendly trine with Uranus in Aries at 10:21 a.m. this morning. This aspect encourages agreement, positive surprises, unique and inventive solutions around your home or office. Note who calls you, or the new ideas that come to your attention today. Positive energy is in the heavens, suggesting a day when positive connections are made. The moon sextiles dependable Saturn at 5:38 p.m., and then turns void of course until she enters roaring Leo at 8:54 p.m. this evening. Another surge of good energy follows as the moon trines Uranus and then meets sweet Venus just after 10 p.m. this evening. Ah, sounds like a good night kiss. That's Skywatch. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. This is Dr. Casey Crisp sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Monday morning. And I'm going to start out with a question, and that's how much fun can we have in the next hour? How does it get any better than that? I'm not going to talk about fish oil or any other nutritional theories. I'm going to talk about having fun in your body and your life. So how does it get any better than that? Yes, this is Seeing Beyond. And one of the things, I always talk about access consciousness. That's what I do. And one of the things we found in access consciousness is that what creates the most results in our lives is to ask a question. So you might have noticed that I started with a question. How much fun can we have this morning? I'm especially primed for fun this morning. I just spent the entire weekend, all day Saturday and all day Sunday, in an access bodywork class. Now, when was the last time you experienced bliss in your body for two full days? Did you ever? I mean, when you get access bodywork, you feel like your body turned to butter on a hot summer's day like we had this weekend. I literally felt like it was a little bit of a struggle to get off the table because my muscles might not work. Now, that workshop was last weekend, and I was lucky enough to be a participant in the workshop, so I got to lie on the table and receive. Obviously, I don't have a magic key to turn back the clock for you, but I can let you know that this weekend you have the experience, the opportunity, and the possibility of experiencing access bodywork as well. One of the access bodywork tools is something called the bars. I've spoken about this before on the radio. The bars are a series of 32 points on your head. And when you touch those points on your head, it's like flipping the circuit breakers in your house. You know, when your lights are out and you flip the circuit breakers, the lights come on. If the lights are off in your life, if you're not having as much fun as you like, well, have your bars done. It will flip the circuit breakers and you will turn on. I'm going to digress just a little bit and let you know what I have planned for this hour. I'm going to do things a little bit differently. And I'm going to start out by asking a question. That part's not different, but I'm going to ask you all to phone in. And the number here at the studio is 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. And what I would like you to phone in with is a question you have about something in your life you haven't been able to change. And the reason that I'm asking you to phone in about these questions is I'm really curious, and so I'd like to hear from you, the listeners, the general public, about what it is in your life that in this time you would really, really, truly like to change. What do you, you know, it's one thing for me to get on the radio and say access is a set of tools and processes. Yes, that's true. It can change any part of your life that's not working. Yes, that's true. And it sounds like, oh, I'm promising to be all things to all people. And it's true that when people get involved with access, their lives change. And some of you know I travel all over the world facilitating classes and individual sessions with people. And one of the greatest joys of my entire life is when I hear the stories of people that I've worked with and how their lives open up and change and so much more is possible. But rather than saying, oh, we can change everything, it sounds like I'm promising to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. I'd like to hear what specific issues are so important to you that you really would like to change them now. You know, access is about energy, and the energy of this country, especially this country and the UK at the moment, not so much the rest of the world, is kind of in a hunkered down position. It's like, no, I don't want to change anything. I just want to hang on to what I've got. I don't want to lose anything. So if there's something in your life that you've got that kind of attitude around, that's not so much what I'd like to hear about. What I'd like to hear about is, where are you willing to have your life still be a grand and glorious adventure? What would you like to hear, have the chance to interact with me? Here's some access tools that might change something in your life. What are you looking to have be different? So give me a call here at the studio. Again, the number is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255, and ask your question. And, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. I can't do a picture on the radio, but I can do a demonstration of how the access tools might apply to something that's really bothering you in your life. So I'd love to hear from you, hear what questions you have, what you would like to change. And I really am interested in, what's the burning question? What's the burning problem that you're wrestling with you haven't ever been able to change in your life? So back to body bliss, back to the bars. So how many things have you done in your life to look for that body bliss? You know, how many people have you thought, gosh, if I just have sex with this person, my body will experience that bliss? And if that was really what you were looking for, how well did that turn out? How much chocolate have you eaten trying to look for that sense of bliss and peace in your body? How much extreme exercise have you done looking for those endorphins? Well, what if it could be way, way, way easier than that? I'm telling you, it's totally possible. I didn't run a marathon this weekend. All I did was lie on a table and receive. Now, I did the bars once on a woman at Findhorn, and she said, well, what do you want me to do? She'd never heard of it, never heard of access. Like most of you, never had her bars done. I said, oh, just lie on the table and receive. This woman was 60 years old, and she said, you know, no one has ever said that to me before. Not the lying on the table part, but the just lie back and receive was something she hadn't ever experienced. So what if you were willing to give yourself that experience of totally receiving? Do you think that that might change things in your body? Now, our relationship with our body is something that's different about access. You know, there's lots of spiritual approaches, and a lot of them have the point of view that you go on your spiritual path, you go on your adventures towards enlightenment, get there or you don't. If anybody's gotten there, I'd like to hear from you. Give me a call here at the station, 415-543-8255. But most spiritual approaches have the point of view that you kind of leave your body on the curb, and then you come back and pick it up on your way out of life, you know? So you pick it up in the curb and then you drop it in the grave. And in the meantime, you don't mess with it very much. Well, Access Consciousness has a different point of view in that. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, his point of view is that if you don't include your body in your process of enlightenment or consciousness, as we call it, you can't really and truly be conscious. And so until we get a relationship with our body that's totally ease-filled and pleasurable and really totally successful, we're going to have to come back again and again and again. So Access places a great emphasis on the body. In the workshop this weekend, I heard it mentioned that Deepak Chopra, one of his first prescriptions for happiness is you've got to include the body. But how do you do that? If you're running around, commuting, drinking coffee, avoiding your fish oil, and stressing yourself to the max, how do you actually include your body in your spiritual practice? How do you actually include your body in your life? Would you have any life if you didn't include your body in it? Well, one of the easiest ways I know of to experience bliss in your body is to have this experience called the bars. So the bars are when you lay back and relax, and all you have to do is lie there. And the person who is the gifter of the bars, they touch these 32 points on your head, which takes about an hour. And as I mentioned, touching those points is like flipping the circuit breaker on your entire life, really, because the points are connected with all the things that give us trouble. There's a bar for body, there's a bar for sexuality, there's a bar for money, there's a bar for awareness, there's a bar for manifestation. All the stuff we have trouble with, there's a bar connected to it. So when we touch the bars, it changes everything about those bars. In fact, a one-hour session erases 10,000 years of pain and suffering, 10,000 years of considerations, negativity, thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs. All the negative stuff you have on money can be erased. In fact, those of you who come to participate in the bars class, one of the tools, one of the many tools we teach, is something you can do yourself. If you do it every night for 6 months, it will change your money situation by itself. It takes 10 seconds. Do it 10 seconds for 6 months, and it will totally turn your money situation around. So how miraculous is that? So if you're curious about the bars, I have a couple invitations for you. First of all, I will be teaching the bars class starting Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So hopefully you can get off work a little bit and come on over to Mill Valley and spend the afternoon and evening learning to do the bars. Now, when you do a bars class, what that includes is an introduction to access, some of those tools, like the one that I mentioned, where you can change your financial situation in 6 months in 10 seconds a night. You also gift two complete sessions, and you get to receive two complete bar sessions. Now, another thing that's different about access is that we don't separate gifting from receiving. Now, many of you know I've done chiropractic for 25 years, and no one in the chiropractic profession ever said anything to me about how when I perform an adjustment on somebody, that person gifts to me as well as I gift to them. In access, we don't have a separation between gifting and receiving, because when I gift a session, I also receive a session. So when you do bars on someone, everything that that person clears, that 10,000 years of negativity that they clear, everything they clear when you're gifting the session to them, you get rid of at the same time. So there really, truly is no separation between gifting and receiving. Now, don't think about how that might apply to your own life. You know, if there is no one willing to receive, can anyone really gift? So every time you gift to someone, when they receive, are they not actually also gifting to you? And when you receive a gift from somebody, are you not gifting to them? Just a different way of looking at things that might change your life. So again, I will be offering the bars class this Friday, June 18th, and I'd love to have you join me in Mill Valley. If you'd like to try the bars out, have a sample session before you do the class, I have a couple opportunities for you. One of them is to come and have a private session with me. I'm offering that at half price in June. So that would be $100 instead of $200 to change your life. Give me a call if you'd like to schedule that, 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163. And the other opportunity, if you'd like a sample session in a group setting, is every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, for the huge sum of $35, we have a bars trade at my house again in Mill Valley. And usually it's people who've done the bars class who participate in this trade. But this time, for Seeing Beyond listeners, I'm willing to invite you to come and have a bars session for only $35. That's if you come this week. And again, 415-302-0163 to schedule that. 415-302-0163. And I'm going to go over to a station break, and I'll be right back.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303 303- 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Gene Hanner, the famous expert on Chinese face reading, will be at East West Bookstore on Wednesday to show you how to read your child's face. Eric Mazel, America's foremost creativity coach, returns to East West on Thursday with his newest book, Brainstorm. Danielle Hoffman, author of Temples of Light, offers a program on Friday. You can learn to meditate on Saturday and then enjoy a fabulous concert with celebrated flutist Ann Lissiter. Details at eastwest.com.
This is Dr. Casey Crisp, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond this Monday morning. And my question is, how much fun can we have this morning? So I was talking about the bars, the shortcut, the super highway to bliss in your body, and reminding you that you are invited to experience the bars. You've got a couple opportunities this week. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, you can receive the bars in a group session. You can call me up anytime this month and receive $100 off on an individual session, or you can come and learn to do the bars, which includes two full sessions of gifting and two full sessions of receiving in that class that runs Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Obviously, I'd love to share all of this with you. Now, as I mentioned, I would love to have you phone in, give me a question. And the phone number here at the station is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'd love to know what burning questions you have. What would you like to really change in your life? And what would you be open to having a different tool to hear about that might shift everything? Now, really, anything that's a limitation in your life can be changed with access. It's quite phenomenal. My husband David and I were recently in Paris, where we were doing a relationship workshops and some introductory workshops in Access. And now my husband David is not what you call gifted with language. Wonderful guy, I adore him, but language is not his thing. In fact, when he was the equivalent of a freshman in high school, he grew up at Findhorn in Scotland, so they don't have freshmen, but anyway, he was invited not to continue to study French because he scored a 17 on his final after an entire year of studying French. So it was kind of like if French was going to be spoken, it was going to be me doing it. And this time, walking around Paris, it was gorgeous. We had a lovely time. I noticed that David was not only understanding French, words in French that were actually correct were coming out of his mouth. Now, here's a guy that's 50 years old, and he's speaking French, and this was, you know, like a flunky in high school 35 years ago. So when I say any limitation can be cleared up with access, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating. If David can be starting to speak French, I'm telling you, anybody can. So I see that Marjorie's phoned in. Can I speak to Marjorie? Hello, Marjorie.
Dr. Light.
What's your question?
My question is around my ability to manifest financially.
Okay. So one of the things that we often fail to do is live in the question. And this is especially true when it comes to money. I had a conversation with someone who actually used to be an Access facilitator, so she certainly should have known better. And I was talking to her about why she didn't do things that I knew she loved to do. And she said, well, I ran out of money. And I said, is that a question? And she said, no, really, I used up my savings. At that point, I threw up my hands. But do you see how neither of those things is a question?
Yes.
If you say, I don't have any money, or money is a problem for me, or I don't have enough to meet my bills, are any of those a question?
No.
Right. So I know money is something we tend to deal with in black and white. It seems like it's more factual than a lot of other things. And it can appear to be even harder for us to use the question. But just because it's harder to use the question, it's even more important that we do it. So whenever you're dealing with money, what if everything you said about money was a question? So, okay, I've got $8,000 worth of bills and $4,000 worth of money this month. What can I do to make up the difference? Another great question is, what can I add to my life that will generate oodles of money today and in the future? So you might want to write that one down. What can I add to my life that will generate obscene amounts of money today and in the future?
Okay.
What can I add to my life that will generate obscene amounts of money today and in the future?
Today and future. Okay.
So try that one, Marjorie. Every single thing, flip, you know, you might tattoo a question mark on your forehead. Every single time you think anything about money, turn it into a question.
All right.
Make it a game.
All right.
And live from that question.
Thank you.
Thanks, my dear.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Again, the phone number here at the station is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. So I mentioned that my husband David started speaking French in 2 weeks in France. How does it get any better than that? And since the topic is money, and that seems to be something that a lot of people are concerned about, let me talk about some questions that are useful in dealing with money. The first one of them is, how does it get any better than this? Now, if some kind of financial disaster happens, it's easy to see, oh, how does it get any better than this? How that question could be useful, because if something bad happens, you'd like to have it be better, right? So how does it get any better than this? Sometimes we make it an acronym, which is HDGABIT. How does it get any better than this? HDIGABTT, HDGABIT. How does it get any better than this? Now, sometimes we ignore the fact that if something good happens, it's useful to ask the question as well. So if you get a windfall of money, do you say, wow, how does it get any better than this? Probably not. You might say, cool, this happened, but this happened is not a question. If you'll say, how does it get any better than this, you invite the universe to send you even more. I got a windfall. I got a check from a bank for $2,300 on Friday, and I opened it up, and I went, wow, how does it get any better than this? The classic access story about this is a woman who went to a seminar in New York City, and as she left the seminar room, she looked down and she found a dime. And she picked it up and she went, wow, how's it get any better than that? And then she went down the elevator, out the door of the hotel where the seminar was being held, and as she stepped off the curb on her way to the subway, she looked down and there was a $10 bill. So she picked it up and she said, wow, how does it get any better than this? And she stuck her hand out and she waved for a taxi. The taxi took her to her apartment, but the taxi dropped her off in the front of the apartment. If she'd taken the subway, it would have dropped her off at the back of her apartment. So she got off at the front of the apartment, got out of the taxi, looked down, and there in the gutter was something sparkly. So she bent down and picked it up, and she said, it doesn't get any better than this. It was a diamond bracelet. Now, if she'd lived in the question, and of course, the magic stopped. So how does it get any better than that? If this woman had continued to live in the question, who knows, she might have owned more of New York than Donald Trump at this point. But she didn't. She went to, it doesn't get any better than this, and that stopped the magic. So just a demonstration of how when it comes to money and it comes to prosperity, the things everybody's concerned about these days, very, very important to live in the question. So if something bad happens or something good happens, how does it get any better than this? Another question that's very useful when something not so desirable happens is, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? Now, the usefulness of this is, I'm sure all of you have had the experience of having a relationship breakup or a financial setback of some kind or another. And then maybe 6 months later or 5 years later or 10 years later, you can look back and you go, wow, I'm so glad that happened. The thing that seemed like it was a total disaster at the time, actually, with the passage of time, turned out to be a gift for you. Well, the beauty of this question, what's right about this I'm not getting, is that when you ask that question, it works like a fast forward. You don't necessarily immediately get the answer as a text message on your cell phone, but very soon the universe will send you an awareness of what actually could be right about what just happened to you. What's right about this I'm not getting? So if you will live in that question, what's right about this I'm not getting, you won't have to wait 5 or 10 years to find out why that financial disaster was a benefit to you, but you have a chance of having the awareness of what truly was right about it much, much sooner. So the questions to use in changing your financial life, one of them is, how does it get any better than this, for good things or bad things? Something, quote, bad happens, ask the question, okay, what's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about this I'm not getting? So just a reminder, I'm inviting your calls. I'd like to know what's bugging you out there. What can we offer you in access? What part of your life would you really like to change? And the phone number here at the studio is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. And a reminder of the things that are coming up, ways that you can change your life that are as easy as lying down on the table and receiving. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock in Mill Valley, you have the opportunity to receive the bars for $35. Now, normally that's $200 for an hour session, so in a group session, that's quite a bargain, and I'd love to have you new folks join us. So if you'd like to do that, give me a call, 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163. If you'd like to learn the bars, which includes gifting 2 sessions and receiving 2 complete sessions, then your opportunity to do that is this Friday, starting at 4 o'clock. And again, the number to call to register for that is 415-302-0163. You can also register for the class online at the Access Consciousness website, which is www.accessconsciousness.com, www.accessconsciousness.com. Again, and the other special offer, if you'd like a private session with me anytime in the month of June, give me a call, 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163, and you can have a session, an hour-long private session with me, experience the Access magic, the bliss in your body, for half off, $100 instead of $200 for the hour-long session. So how could it get any better than that? I'd love to hear from all of you. Give me a call here at the station, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Again, we've got bars class tomorrow night, our bars sessions tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the discounted price of $35, class this Friday, June 18th, starting at 4, and private sessions all month. I'm going to be here. I'm not traveling this month, 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163, or give me a call at the station. I'd love to talk to you. I really, truly would like to know what's on your mind, what's bugging you, what kind of tools can I offer you that would offer you the opportunity to change the thing you'd like to change, scratch that psychic itch in your life that you haven't been able to reach any other way. And I'm going to move over to a station break now, and I'll be right back.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Good morning. This is Dr. Casey Crisp, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond. We're in the second half of our show, and I'm inviting call-ins this morning. I'd love to speak to you. 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. I'm going to talk about a little different subject now. I'm going to go into how access can change relationships. I mentioned I was just in Paris with my husband doing a class on relationships, and I spoke to one of the participants in the class who'd been involved in a relationship with this man for 4 or 5 years. And just by participating in a one-day workshop with us, she said that relationship totally changed overnight. It was such an amazing testimonial. I tried to catch it on video because she was actually moved to tears when she was telling me this, but she got really embarrassed and she didn't really want to have her tears spread out over the internet. But I can say that there were some major problems in the relationship. She wasn't even sure that she wanted to describe it as an ongoing relationship, even though it had been going on for 4 or 5 years. And after the class, she was able to tell this man not only how much she cared about him, that she actually loved him. And what was facilitated in the class by my husband David and myself made it possible to completely change that relationship overnight. Now, how many of you have been struggling with relationships, and how many of you have experienced the opportunity to have them actually change overnight? It's not my impression that that's something that really happens very often. So if that's something you're interested in, you might want to consider using the tools that my husband David and I have to offer regarding relationships. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm actually working on a website on relationships. It's not finished. Some of the links are not totally complete, but I'll give you the name of the website anyway. It's www, of course, howtostaymarriedandhappy.com. How to stay married and happy. Now, as soon as I leave the radio station today, I'm going to be meeting with my web person, my web goddess, I call her, and we're going to be polishing off a lot of things. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about, and we will have up by tomorrow, is a free teleclass on one of the things that my husband David and I talk about, which is the 6 do's and the 6 don'ts to have a relationship that's easy and fun. We say that we'll last 25 years because we've been together 26, but I found out that's not such a good way to talk about it, because most people's relationships are so disastrous that they want somebody that will love them forever on the one hand, but if you actually say to create a relationship that'll last 25 years, somewhere in their universe, most people know, oh my God, my relationship's so bad that if I stayed in it for 25 years, I would actually die. So if that applies to you, just check out 6 do's and 6 don'ts on how to have a relationship that's easy and fun in the present. So that's something that's coming up. That's howtostaymarriedandhappy.com. I've got some blogs up there already that should be interesting to you, I hope, and I'd love to get your comments. There's a section on the website where you can email your questions anonymously. You don't have to have your voice on the radio. Speaking of having your voice on the radio, I would love to hear from you. 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Now, I've told you that there's really nothing that the access tools won't change, and that includes relationships with teenagers. I have a miracle story in my own house on that. I have a 19, almost 20-year-old son who's absolutely fabulous. Really, I don't think there's been a single day that I haven't enjoyed having him as my son. And it's in 2 months, he'll no longer be a teenager. So how many people can actually say that they've enjoyed their teenager for their entire teenage years? So there might be something I'm onto that you would like to check out. However, my nephew is 18. He arrived in our house in February. He's been here pretty much ever since. Now, his background's very different. He comes from Sheffield, England, and that's not a very sunny, optimistic place to come from. It's kind of like in Britain, you live your life, you hunker down, you see you just make do. You just kind of come from the point of what's the use. Now, this kid's father, I hadn't seen him since he was 7. This kid's father is a plastic surgeon, so they're economically very well off. But the thing is, despite that, despite having every advantage, this kid actually had a huge handicap. And what happened is he came to our house, and other than following my son Aaron around, he pretty much stayed in the bedroom that they share and lived on his computer for 6 months. And the handicap that this kid had is that he had no idea how to create his life. Now, his father, my husband David's brother, grew up at Findhorn, as my husband did. And so you don't go from living in a caravan or a trailer at Findhorn to being a top plastic surgeon without knowing how to create your life. But in the process of his being a plastic surgeon, he worked for the National Health all day. And then in the evening, he had his private patients, which was where he really made his money. So he wasn't home a lot. They were really lucky to see him on Sunday afternoons. So this kid was basically raised by his mother, and his mother had no idea how to create a life. The difficulty is, here's this kid, he had a private school education, smart, sweet, nice, and no idea how to create a life. So I had a conversation with him because this was starting to really especially get on my husband David's nerves, and we were learning as we go, which is how one does with teenagers, you know. You can't just set all the rules down when they're born and expect them to last for the next 20 years. You kind of have to see what's happening and change the rules. And what we discovered is that to have someone living in our house, they needed to be contributing and they needed to be doing something to create their life. This was already our requirement of our son, Aaron. He graduated, he was almost 19 when he graduated from high school, and he's taken this gap year off, and he's like, well, what do I have to do to stay here? We're like, we like the kid, we're happy to have him there, but I said, you can't just sit around and play video games. You have to be doing something to create your life. Well, this kid has like two or three jobs at all times, so he's definitely doing what we've asked, which is contributing and creating his life. And he's going to college next year. Got a great scholarship. So how did we get so lucky? And how does it get any better than that? So we had this kid living with us that thought that somehow life was going to come to him via the internet and he didn't have to do anything. I mean, it was quite amazing to experience. He would go, oh yeah. He actually was born in the U.S. so he can work here, even though he's British. And his idea of what he needed to do to get a job was to go down to the local subway and fill out an application and do nothing after that. Well, not surprisingly, nothing happened. So David was so angry with this kid that it fell to me to have the conversation with him, and I'm actually pretty good with teenagers, and the access tools work great. And if you have teenagers, I highly suggest that you use the tool of living in the question, because it works great. So there was all this information that I know about creating your life that this kid had absolutely no clue about. And those of you who have teenagers may have noticed that if you try and tell teenagers anything, you don't really exactly get so far. So I used the access tool of asking questions. So I gave him a little bit of information. I said, you know, there's two ways of living your life. You can walk into a room and notice that it's cold and get upset with the stove that it's not providing heat. Or you can walk into the room and go, hey, I'd like this to be a warm room, and give the stove some wood. So I gave him one piece of information, one sentence. And then I asked him a question. I said, which way are you living your life? And the kid's a good kid. He goes, you know, I think the first. And I said, another question. Is that enough for you? And he said, this is telling, he said, I got no complaints. And I thought to myself, wow, is that the best criteria of life you can come up with? I told you, this kid doesn't know how to create his life. You know, I mean, are you living your life to just avoid having complaints? How much fun is that? But that was more than he could hear, so I didn't say that. So I asked him what he would like to have happen in his life, and he actually would like to be a film director. You notice another question. And recently he already has a place at a university in Britain, and he was checking into a school here, an art school here. And he recently decided not to go to that because it was simpler and cheaper in his eyes to do it in Britain. So I gave him some more information. I said, you know, I told him how I'd done things with Aaron, which was I didn't look at the money of his going to school. What I did was I said, okay, check it out, choose where you would like to go to school, and then we'll do what it takes to make it happen. which is another great way of creating your life. If you're willing to do whatever it takes, things can happen. So it's making a demand of yourself and of the universe that something happen. So I said, you know, if when Aaron was looking at schools, we asked him to choose what was the most expansive for him, what felt the most light, and what felt the most rewarding. Well, it's kind of, and now, again, I gave him one piece of information, and then I asked him a question. I said, okay, so what would create the most opportunities to be a film director, to go to school in Sheffield, England, or to go to school in California? The kid is also a total whiz at computers. He's like the top person at creating Warcraft characters in all of Europe. So guy has some talents and abilities. And here he is. He's got relatives he can stay with in the neighborhood of Silicon Valley, and he's going back to Sheffield, England. What's right about this I'm not getting? So when I asked him this, I was giving him a question. I was giving him a tool that he could use to create a different possibility for himself. And I said, hey, what if you were to make the demand, which is, again, another tool, that you go to this school? Maybe you have to go back and go a year in Sheffield and then come back. What would it take for you to make this happen for you? So this conversation was maybe 10 minutes. Nobody raised their voice. Nobody got defensive. And again, a large part of this was that I asked questions. So if you have teenagers, the best gift I can give you is to ask questions, ask questions, ask questions. And again, and then I had this conversation, which in some ways would be like what we called in my family a disaster talk, you know? What this kid was doing was not making it. We had this conversation, and at the end of this conversation, this practically brings tears to my eyes, he thanked me profusely for the information that I'd given. Now, how many times have you ever talked to a teenager and had them thank you for assisting them? And this was due to the fact that, A, I saw what this kid needed. I gave him like one sentence at a time of information that he needed that he didn't have, and I was willing to ask questions and listen to his answers. So that's the key. Ask questions, ask questions, ask questions when it comes to teenagers. So the stuff we do on relationships, it applies to teenagers as well. Asking questions is almost always a better approach than give somebody an answer or an opinion or a judgment. Questions empower, and this kid was tremendously empowered. This was something like last Wednesday that I had this conversation. By Friday, this kid had a job interview. Saturday, his social life changed. I don't need to go into the details about that, but there was a huge shift. And he actually thanked me again on Saturday for having the conversation because of that 10-minute conversation, his entire life changed. So I talked about my husband, David, speaking French. I talked about an 18-year-old with no motivation, totally changing his life just by using the tools of access and asking questions. So what's the limitation in your life you would really, 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 really like to get rid of? What if the thing you thought you could never change were something that actually could be changed with ease and joy and glory? Would you really be willing to have that? I would love to hear what that issue is for you. What would you really like to change? The phone number here at the station is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. This is Dr. Casey Crisp. I'm talking about Access Consciousness. You can check out the Access Consciousness website, which is www.accessconsciousness, which is spelled CONSCIOUSNESS.com. My bars class, which is this Friday, is there. I'd love to hear from you on the phone. What's the limitation that's bugging you? What's the itch you haven't ever, ever, ever in your life been able to scratch that you would like to shift? That's what we do in Access. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to go to a station break just as soon as Kwan's there to pick it up. And then I've got Joanne on the line as soon as we come back. So here's a station break.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration? Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Good morning. This is Dr. Casey Crisp, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, and I'm talking about access consciousness. I've got some classes coming up. You can come and have your bars done for only $35 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Mill Valley. And on Friday, starting at 4, I'm doing the entire class in the bars. That's your opportunity. And you can continue doing the foundation class on Saturday and Sunday. You can check out those classes on accessconsciousness.com. So, Joanne, what would you like to know?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to know what the question should be. I have BP stock.
Okay.
Now, does that tell you something?
Oh, yes.
I understand we may be getting script, but that won't be money.
Right. Well, there's a couple keys to investing. One is to invest in something that you know. For example, I used to backpack in Africa, and so I've developed the ability to find out if something's airport art or if it's really good. So it happens to be a talent ability I picked up in my life. So I don't know if you know anything about BP. You probably know more about BP now than you ever wanted to know. But, you know, and they did, until this happened, have the reputation for trying to be a little bit greener than your average petroleum company. But
right, that's what I was under the impression.
So much for advertising.
Right. This was a gift from my father, and when I got it, it was actually Standard Oil of Indiana.
Wow.
So BP bought them out.
Right.
So it wasn't something I really chose.
Okay. Well, okay, so can I stop you, Joanne?
Okay.
First of all, isn't that an interesting point of view that, oh, if I inherit something or if it's a gift, it's not something I chose? We tend to all go to, oh, this happened to me, it was coincidence, it was synchronicity. And when we do that, we give away our own potency. Because
Okay. You
couldn't actually have gotten that as a gift if you weren't willing to receive it. Yes or no?
Right, I guess.
So what if your willingness to receive it, that was something you created, right?
Okay.
So how about congratulating yourself for being willing to receive everything
okay.
that keeps you from acknowledging your potency and being willing to receive? Let's destroy and uncreate that. Yeah?
Okay.
Right, wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot, puck, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, this applies to BP stock and everything else. What if you were, again, to live in the question and go, okay, well, first of all, you could ask the question, what's right about this I'm not getting?
Yeah, okay. Where is there some right here?
Okay, yeah. What's right about this I'm not getting? And then with anything we invest in, what we recommend is you actually ask the thing. Because everything, whether it's gold or BP stock or everything else, if you ask it, okay, shall I sell you or shall I keep you?
Okay,
what would you like?
Okay, that was my thought the first day that I heard people had been killed on the will. And
wow.
I said, I think we should sell. My husband said, oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
And I said, well, okay, we'll wait it out. You know, so now we've waited so long that we definitely shouldn't sell.
Right. You know? Right. I mean, there's probably not a lot of point in selling now because you probably wouldn't get anything. But
right.
Look at what happened. You had a knowing when that rig exploded, and your husband talked you out of it. Now, how often does that happen, that we let our significant other and we let other people, we let conventional wisdom?
I said, I don't think so.
Yes.
He didn't talk me out of it. I just said, oh, okay.
Okay.
That's what you think.
So, okay. So what if you were willing to, what if you could use that as a great learning opportunity and know, okay, I'm going to follow my knowing from now on. Because our knowing works like...
But I usually do.
I know.
I was talking to my brother and my son. They both were shocked that I didn't.
I know. So in a situation like this, I mean, I've lost lots of money too. You can say, okay, what did I deny that I knew or pretend not to know there? Again, that's not going to bring the value of the BP stock back. But if this was an opportunity for you to come to a place where you never, ever, ever doubted your own knowing ever again, what if that could make you much more money than you ever lost on this stock?
Okay, that would be great.
Cool.
I don't normally, and I didn't doubt it. I just thought, well, okay, maybe he's
I know. I know, because you didn't have that strong of a point of view because you were actually living in the question anyway. Yeah.
Right. I wasn't that convinced that we should sell, but I felt we should.
Okay.
That was my first instinct.
Well, knowing is like a feather touch on your cheek, and if you ignore it, then you tend to get the 2x4 over the top of your head.
Right. Okay. I've got the 2x4.
You got
now.
The 2x4 now.
Now what's the next step?
Okay. So now... Okay, so go back to when you said we should sell it. Can you tap into that energy that made you say that?
Oh, well, I have that energy all the time.
Okay, that's what you need to listen to. And that energy can make you way more money than you lost.
Okay.
So everything that keeps you from listening to that energy and your knowing, would you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Okay,
Wrong, good, and bad, all nine, Podpock shorts,
all right,
boys
there was young. Another situation that I was looking at investing in this week, and I said, we should do this, and we haven't done it.
Okay.
So does that mean we should do it?
Well, did you have the same energy issues as you had when you said we should sell this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the energy you need to follow.
Yeah, okay, then I need to go back and do that. Maybe
okay.
That'll make up for the loss.
Well, what if you did it, what if it could do more than that?
Oh, that would be great, too.
Cool. What if instead of making up for the loss, you just went forward to see how much I can generate? I'm going to go on to the next caller because I'm running out of time, Jenny.
Right.
Thanks
so
much for calling.
You.
That was a great example. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Okay, can we have Paula?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
What would you like to know?
I have doubt about my intuition and my energy. I'm having some... intestinal issues. It's been going on a long time, and don't want to have some tests that doctors want to do.
Okay.
And also, but then there's also tied in, I'm wanting to follow more alternative things, but then it would, then the willpower to change my eating really in a very strong way. I don't have that, so I'm thinking I do have to have these tests now. I'm just very confused about trusting my gut, so to speak.
Okay. Isn't that an interesting way to put it?
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, you know what MD stands for, right? Medical deity. They're not actually God.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them function from answer, not question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would love to work with you on this. there's ways that you can ask your body, because your body knows way, way, way more than the medical doctors. We have a tendency to think they have white coats, they have advanced degrees, they know everything. What if you could find a doctor who actually would live in the question? Number one. Number two, doubt has been, well, there's so many things we could work with. Doubt is never actually true. Doubt is a you denying your own knowingness, just like the previous caller, just like Joanne was doing, doubting your own knowing. So all the times that you have doubted your own knowing as a way of denying your own potency, would you destroy and uncreate all that? Just say yes.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, fat, all night. Five-pack shorts, boys and beyonds. So every time you go, doubt is a distractor implant. It's like a dog chasing its tail. It never works. Its only purpose is to keep you from really seeing you. So every time you say doubt, just say pock and pod, all the stuff underneath that. Just write it down. Pock, P-O-C, and pod, P-O-D, all the stuff underneath that. I'm running out of time,
okay.
Paula. Give me a call in about half an hour on my on my cell phone, which is 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163, and I'll give you a few more minutes to help you with this because it's kind of a complicated thing. Absolutely, this would be something that Access can help you with. There have been people who have cured all kinds of complaints. I know a person who actually healed herself of ovarian cancer, which some of you may know has a very bad prognosis. I know that she had cancer, and she's walking around living years later. So,
And your first name is?
Miraculous things can happen. So, let me finish up here because I've only got 2 minutes.
Okay.
And give me a call on my cell afterwards, and I'd be happy to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Okay. I hope next time I'm on, you guys will call in sooner. This is Dr. Casey Crisp. I'm talking about Access Consciousness. And I just want to remind you about some of the opportunities to change your life that are coming up. You're all invited. All of you, everybody listening, is invited to come to my house tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're doing bars. It's only $35 if you haven't taken a bars class to receive this phenomenal healing that erases 10,000 years of negativity. And on Friday, starting at 4, you can learn to do the bars in a bars class. The number to contact me and sign up for these classes is 415-302-0163. 415-302-0163. This is Dr. Casey Crisp doing Access Consciousness. And if you'd like to check out my relationships website, that will be even better by tomorrow. That's howtostaymarriedandhappy.com. This is Dr. Casey Crisp. I'd love to hear from you. 415-302-0163. 415-302-0163. You can learn the bars. You can receive the bars only on Tuesday night. You can learn the bars on Friday, and for the month of June, we've got $100 off any private sessions that you'd like to have, either by phone or the hands-on body work. So thanks so much for listening. This is Dr. Casey Crisp talking about Access Consciousness, and just a reminder to live in the question. What other questions can you ask that would create much more possibilities for you? Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.